what this report really offers is the first geospatial history of an armed conflict and complex humanitarian disaster that occurred in the non-permissive zone.
How do those images confirm these incidents?
Essentially, you want to collect all the micro details that people are reporting, and then you cross-reference them with each other, and then you're able to see what we call visual tells in the satellite image. So if someone is, for example, if someone is reporting that 12 tanks moved into this town on this day, if we have an image on that day or day surrounding, we may be able to track the movement of those tanks and or actually document the presence or disprove claims that there were those number of tanks in that location at that time.
What are you seeing from the images?
It's really amazing what you can see. Throughout the report, we were able, just through the images, to identify so many aspects that would never have been known. So, for example, we were also able to document IDP and refugee camps in areas of Ethiopia, South Sudan, and within Sudan. And what that does is it provides a sample of the scale of the humanitarian crisis that this conflict has caused.
And Brittany, am I correct in saying that you're not necessarily then assigning blame as to who is responsible for what you're seeing in the images? You're just saying these are the images and this is the comprehensive view of them. Is that right?
Exactly. I mean, we acknowledge the limitations in our data, and we are only able to take the satellite images that we have, which does not cover the entire region of the conflict at every moment, and we're only able to take the reports that we have. And the language of the report is very delicately constructed to put together a picture of what is consistent and apparent in what the data reveals.
Khartoum has often said that these satellite images are akin to spying. Do you have a response?
Yes. Satellite images provide such unique insight, and their proliferation as a technology has definitely launched it into the sphere of public debate and controversy. But it's important to look at established laws into what spying is. And the important thing about a satellite is the distance at which it is into or above the Earth's atmosphere. So you're not violating the national or sovereign airspace. It would be a different story if we were using something like LIDAR or radar, which actually uses radiation to penetrate the Earth's surface in order to receive an image. But what a satellite image is it's capturing light reflecting off the surface of the Earth. I think it's a very technical debate, and our colleagues at HPCR, at HHI, are actually looking into the legality of satellites and how they're being deployed. And I think it's an interesting argument to watch, but I think the science and the law will answer.
What do you think will happen with the results of this report?
We really hope that the report just sheds light on events that have gone unknown because of the non-permissive environment in which they are occurring. And I would like to point out that when we say non-permissive, it means that no foreign media or international NGOs are allowed in this space. And even the national NGOs and the national media that are there are restricted in such a way. We really think that this report is going to be beneficial to multiple groups. So looking back over this period of time or responding to the crisis today. And we really hope it just continues to develop research and documentation of this area that's really going to serve as the platform for how conflicts and humanitarian disasters are monitored from now on.